Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is our pleasure to have the company of a guy who I believe is the most outstanding sports talk show host in America, Dan Patrick, joining us right now on The Score. Hello, bud.
Hey, how are you, Mac?
I'm outstanding. Man, we go back a few years, and you were there for all of the Jordan titles in the 90s, and a guy to whom Kobe has been so likened over the years. In terms of the magnetic appeal, athletes you have gotten to know, where would you place Kobe Bryant?
The more I thought about it, and I've had a lot of time to think about it over the last 24 hours, he might be underrated because he was a guy who wasn't afraid to take on the Michael Jordan legacy, grab the baton, whether you were giving it to him or not. And he came in that way and he ended up with 5 championships. And I know that we like to go, yeah, but he was with Shaq. Well, Michael was with Scottie. I mean, he was with one of the top 50 players, but it felt like with Kobe it was, yeah, but you were with Shaq for 3 of those. And then he didn't want to do it with Shaq and want to prove he could do it by himself. And so he built his, you know, another team and won a couple of titles there. But you start to think about what he did and how he did it. He tried to replicate Michael. And I don't think Kobe's name comes up as a top 10 basketball player very often with many people. But he should. And I think to do it for 20 years and the way he did it, how he did it, and was basically saying to everybody, including Michael, I want to be better than you. And he was the first guy that shy away from that.
Not going to happen. Too bumpy. Yeah, we're going to try to reconnect.
Yeah, we'll try to pick him up and see if he can.
I know where he is. He's in Cell Hill.
Cell Hill, yeah. In Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, he might be in Miami for the Super Bowl doing his show down there.
It's a very good possibility. I watched a little bit of the show today after texting him, but what I saw was an interview he did 2 years ago with Kobe Bryant that was in the archives.
Yeah, so. I saw a clip of him and the Danettes going over all of their favorite time stories from the many, many times that he was on the show, which was part of the incredible reach of that show, is you get the A-list guests on all day, every day, it seems like, in order to talk about these stories. So we'll have that, and obviously Dan Patrick also covered the NBA for a number of years with the networks, and he would do the trophy presentations after finals and all of that. So hopefully we get a cleaner cell connection with Dan Patrick here in just a couple of seconds as we remember Kobe Bryant. I think we got a better cell connection now. Do we have you back, Dan Patrick?
I hope, and the cell service down here has been horrible all day, so I apologize, but I wanted to make sure that I got back to you today.
No. Appreciate it. Short questions from us so we can get in as much as we can. Dan, how comfortable had Kobe Bryant become in his own skin after everything from Colorado and all of the bumps he had made for himself along the way? Was he getting closer to feeling better about himself?
I think he found that pocket that he was comfortable in, and it felt like people were comfortable viewing him in that pocket. And, you know, a lot of guys look at their careers and then it ends and they go, now what am I doing with my life? Kobe kind of figured that out. And I think it allowed him to find that solace in, this is what I did as a basketball player. Now what I want to be great at is being a husband and a father and raising these 4 daughters. And I think you could almost hear that in him. The last long interview I had with him was 2 years ago after he won the Academy Award. And you could hear it. You could hear it in his voice that he was at peace with what he did as a basketball player. And now he was ready to tackle the business world and entertainment world. And that was comforting to hear, because not a lot of athletes, as we know, find that moment where they go, all right, now I know who I'm going to be for the next 30 or 40 years.
Dan, do you have a favorite personal interaction with Kobe Bryant?
Every conversation, and I don't say interview because it was never an interview with him. Every conversation I had, I felt like he was actually giving you thought to every question you asked. And, you know, that's what I thought was it was so much fun to do that with him, because when I said to him, you had to pick, you either get the 81-point game or the 60 points in your last game. What do you want? And he said, with thought, he goes, I'm going to still take 81. And, you know, you can just hear that he was actually, he hadn't been asked that question. And I asked him, if it wasn't Michael Jordan, if Michael Jordan wasn't around, who would you have patterned your game after? And he said, there's probably 15 guys that I stole from. And just the fact that he said, and he goes, yes, I did steal from guys. But he goes, I'm a historian. I got a VHS copy of the NBA greats of the game when I was in Italy. And I just studied everybody from Sam Jones to Oscar to Jerry West. And it was cool to hear that he was paying homage to those who came before him.
What would make you happy in terms of what the NBA does to recognize his contribution?
Oh, you know, I thought the whole shot clock thing was pretty cool. I don't know if they're going to retire his number like the Dallas Mavericks did. You know, Adam Silver's a smarter guy than I am with something like that. I go back to Pat Tillman, Mac, where when he died, I said, why not paint the 40-yard line, 140-yard line, you know, his number, you know, just to have, so people ask, why is that yard line or that number different? And I just said, why don't we do something in honor of his number? And I got no traction whatsoever out of that. So I'm kind of out of that business of trying to say what you should do for somebody, but that was always something where, you know, Pat wore 42, and why not have something special to designate somebody who was special to the game and really to who we are as a nation? And that got nowhere.
Since you've been on with us, the NBA has announced that Lakers-Clippers tomorrow has been postponed. We're talking to Dan Patrick for just a couple of minutes here, McNeil and Parkins on the score. What do you think his biggest impact was on the game of basketball?
I think from start to finish, he never wavered in his confidence. And we see a lot of players who do. I don't think he ever doubted himself. I just think he was confident. He had a game plan. He was methodical in picking your brain. And I still, the word that I use today when I think of his name is curiosity. He's the most curious athlete I've ever been around. And that could range in a variety of topics. But that's what I loved about him. He was curious to learn. And it wasn't just learn basketball. It was, now I want to do animation. Now I want to do films. Now, I mean, I'm doing a children's book. He was doing all of these things, and he was so curious that he was not afraid to ask somebody why or how. He was a different type of businessman. And I looked at him that way. He was all business on the floor. And he wanted to be all business off the floor. So I think we'll always remember a tenacity. And even Tiger brought that up, that this guy blew out his Achilles and went to the line to shoot his free throws. You know, that's, you know, as if he could go into the locker room, get a new Achilles and come back. You know, he wanted to make sure he shot the free throws, or he would have had to have come out of the game and not been able to come back. But that always stood out with me, that he was not afraid of anybody, and he worked hard, and he wanted to be great. And that's the short list of guys who have been able to accomplish that.
For guys like my partner, mid-30s guys who saw his whole career, this Danny said earlier today,
he's laughing.
This is, yeah, I know. This is the first real celebrity death that has rocked him. Go back to your 30s or younger. Pick a spot when a celebrity death rocked you and how you processed that.
Pete Maravich died at 40, and I remember going to the Hall of Fame when he got inducted, and I got to do an interview with him, and he was always somebody that I admired. You know, especially somebody who shot a lot, scored a lot, didn't play any defense. And I could try to relate to that, except for the scoring a lot, shooting a lot, not playing defense. But I just remember, wait, you don't die at 40. Mm-hmm. Wait, this is Pete Maravich, and he had a problem with his heart that went undiagnosed. And I just remember how does somebody with that athleticism and that ability, and he died at 40 and playing pickup, and he had found religion. He got his life back together. I got to see him play, and that one kind of set me back a little bit.
As someone who loves the game of basketball as much as you do and has been around it for as long as you have, I was thinking today, the game has changed in such a way that it's cliche almost in death, but like, we really will never see another basketball star like Kobe Bryant who plays the game like he played it, will we?
Well, I don't know. I want to be careful, because if we would have said that when Jordan retired, there'll never be another Michael Jordan. There might not be, but Kobe went into this wanting to be the next Michael and came out of this as the one and only Kobe. And we might have somebody who we try to compare to Kobe in the next 10 or 15 years. And the way the game is played now, and we love to say this, if Michael played now, and I remember asking Phil Jackson that, he said Mike would average probably 45 a game. Kobe played in this era, but Kobe could have played in the 70s. He could have played in the 80s. I think his game, was transitional. And not a lot of the players that played back in the 60s and 70s, you can say that about. But I think Kobe could have played back then where it was really physical, and he certainly could thrive now as well. But to put an exclamation point at the end of his name and say there'll never be another Kobe, there'll be somebody different. And that's the beauty of the game. There'll never be another Bird. There'll never be another Bill Russell, another Wilt Chamberlain. But there's always somebody different, and that's what I love about the game. There's the involvement of it and the players themselves and that ability to be able to create something that's signature them.
Dan, thanks so much for getting back to us today. Really appreciate it. Next time on A Cleaner Line, we'll talk about what your Bengals will do to destroy Joe Burrow.
You know what? I will say, if that's the case, I still like my quarterback going into next season than yours.
That's a cheap shot.
You don't have time for that, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
See you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That is the great Dan Patrick on the McNeil and Parkins Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.